Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time, so we got another 3 hours of getting as much information for you guys as possible when it comes to gardening. So give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Bit cold out there. Woke up this morning, it was in the 20s. Not something I wanted to see, but it is out there that way. We're into November, so it's definitely cold. Starting to get into that freezing temperatures. We still don't have, the ground isn't frozen just yet, so that's a good thing. For those of you who are thinking about doing some lawn renovations next year, the reason why I say this is this time of year, we are on live radio here, so you can't really just edit and go back. But one of the things I want to talk about is getting ready for next year. And one of the things you can be doing is doing a soil test at this time of year for next season. We start talking about soil tests next year, March, April, and getting them done. But that's when all those places are very busy with soil tests. The ground isn't frozen yet, so you can still dig into it and get that sample to send away to the UMass Extension or Penn State Extension or Natural Alternatives. Those have great written recommendations after they test the soil to figure out what you're dealing with in the soil underneath. So you can be ready to go when it comes to springtime. You're not sitting around waiting. Sometimes with soil tests, it takes about 2-3 weeks in the spring to get done. And at that point, we could have already gone through a phase where it would have been ideal to put something down. So that's why it's one of the things to be doing now for next year, thinking about that next season, so that you can be ready to go. That's something that I can't recommend enough to do. I had a couple emails this week of saying, I want to put a lawn in. How do I, what can I do now? What can I do here? And I've just emailed right back just saying, get a soil test. Get that done first. Let's see what's there so we know what to add and take care of. Because it is very important to know what's going on in the soil, and not just up above. If you know what's going on underneath, you're going to know even more what's going on with the grass itself. So just something to be looking at and thinking about going forward. One of the great things about this cold weather, and I guess I did say cold weather and I did say great at the same time, is we're finally getting rid of mosquitoes and insects that have been flying around and bothering us and being little pests. And it's great news because of the triple E and other insect-borne viruses that are out there. We've had so many cases of the triple E, it seems like it's getting worse and worse every year. It's almost like you're praying for that cold snap to get rid of them. So that has been very helpful. One thing that isn't completely out of the woods, we're not out of the woods with yet, as those ticks. Those ticks are still in there hiding in the shadier areas. That fall, they have that second batch of growth and birth for new ticks going on for next year. And as we've talked about before, we've talked about it many times with Victoria from Natural Alternatives, spraying the yard and the, you know, outer part of the yard with their mosquito, flea, and tick spray to get rid of those ticks. And you can almost spray up until there's snow on the ground. Just extra protection. You don't want those ticks on any of the kids while you're raking or cleaning, any of the, you know, your animals that stay outside that are still, you know, they're trying to cling on to your pet or child. You know, they're a lazy insect, these ticks. You know, as you walk by, they just, you rub up against them, they get stuck to you, and then they move from there. They're not ones that, you know, jump on you. They're ones that will, it's like they jump. They don't physically jump, but it's like they do, because all of a sudden they just appear on your head and you're like, how did that happen when they're on the ground? That type of thing. So we can still be spraying for that. If you're looking for something to be spraying, you know, as well out in the yard, maybe something a little bit more of a synthetic control. You can be looking at using 8 from Bonide. It's a little bit stronger to be spraying out there. Whenever we talk with Art from Bonide, we always will talk about spraying in the spring and in the fall. That 15 feet into the woods or around anything that's a little bit more shaded areas to protect you and your families. It's something that is very important to be doing. So, you know, it's not just about, you know, protecting a few, you know, the outside there, your animals. It's about protecting your family from a lot of different things. Another product you can be using from Bonide is their flea beater, flea and tick control. Really working on the ticks at this point. A lot of the fleas have been taken care of by the frost. But this is something to also be thinking about. And again, you can spray this until snow cover is on the ground. And I'm not talking about just, you know, in New England, we're talking about maybe an inch of snow Tuesday. I thought it was going to get to an inch. But we're not talking about right now. We're talking about once the snow hits and stays. Usually that's going to be December, January. But protecting for next year is something to be thinking about. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, we've talked about bringing your houseplants inside, and if some of them have been on the patio and you're looking to repot them this fall to get them, you know, bigger pot, get them to grow a little bit for you, or just adapt to that pot before next year, you want to use a great potting mix. Now, here's the dirt on potting mixes. They're not all created equal. Espoma Organic Potting Mix is just what you need to keep container plants happy and healthy. It's heavy enough to anchor the plant, but light enough to give roots the perfect balance of air and moisture. You can feel the difference the first time you grab a handful from the bag. Espoma calls this the touch test. Espoma Organic Potting Mix contains only the finest natural ingredients, plus Mycotone, a special blend of mycorrhizae that builds stronger roots. Use it indoors and outs for flowers and vegetables and see why Espoma Organic Potting Mix is the best. You'll grow bigger, more beautiful plants with bountiful blooms. Espoma Organic Potting Mix is just one of the complete line of all-natural potting mixes and plant foods from the makers of Hollytown. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Organic Potting Mix from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. Now, it's very important to have that right soil, and this is definitely one for you. It's a nice, you put your hand in there and you feel that soil and you can feel how the difference it is by, instead of buying a bag of topsoil or one of those brands out there that, you know, says that they have some of the best out there. This is such a great quality soil when you grab at it and feel it with your hands. One suggestion, if you're doing any repotting, if you can kind of wet down that soil a little bit in the pot to let it kind of absorb that water before you really push it into the soil around the plant. What it does is it'll just, when it comes time to absorb that water, it'll just allow it to do that a little bit quicker. When you're repotting, what I like to do, other than getting it a little bit wet, is fill it about halfway, then water the plant again. What it does is it pushes any of that soil down and around the plant to really get it nice and tight, and then fill it again with more soil and water it in from there. That way it has a nice compact area around it. Obviously not too compact, because everything you've heard about plants, you don't want too compact of a soil, but this will really help it and get it going. Now I just heard in my ear here, we do have a couple phone calls. We got about a minute before the break, so I'm going to take it on the other side. So those who are waiting, thank you. We'll be right with you. But we'll finish up this, because I don't want to just cut you off. I have a tendency when we start talking to really get interested and then miss the break here. So I want to make sure we have enough time to answer those questions for you. For anybody else who has any questions, you can give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Like I said, we're going to take a break. When we get back, we'll answer a few more of your questions. So give us a call. Get on that line. We're going to be right back in about 3 or 4 minutes. So stay tuned.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions, so feel free to give us a call. We do have some calls on the line, so we're going to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
D is in Maine.
I believe you said E?
D.
D. I'm sorry, D. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I was wondering, with perennial plants, is it too late to plant them? And if so, how do you store them?
Well, so I believe it's still okay to be planting them just based on the ground not being frozen. So I'd really say get out there as soon as you can to put them in. We start getting into the end of November, beginning of December when the ground's really frozen. It would be something not to really be putting in the ground. If you're looking to store them and you still have them in containers, what I like to do is get them in like the corner of the house or an area where it's going to be protected from some of the winds, and kind of put them all together, cover them with a bunch of leaves or salt marsh hay or something along those lines. But I wait to cover them until about around December 1st or Thanksgiving time, because at that point, usually the ground's frozen. If we have a warm-up in the next couple weeks and all of a sudden the ground isn't frozen, I'd wait a little bit longer to cover them. Reason why I wait to cover them is you're basically creating a little home for mice or any other rodents. So that's why we wait to do it. But I still think you have time to be digging holes and putting perennials into the ground to get started.
Well, thank you very much, and thank you to the veterans for their service.
Definitely, and I appreciate the phone call. Enjoy the rest of your day and your week, and enjoy.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye. Thank you.
All right, our phone number is 855-660-4261. We'll go right back to the lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Julie is in Reading.
Julie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you very much. I have some questions regarding iris.
Okay.
Is there any special way to remove and break up the tuber clumps?
So, that's a really good question because a lot of people are looking to overwinter them indoors and kind of get that split for next year. What types of iris are they that you have there?
Oh, my. All I can do is tell you. They bloom in the spring, and they're all one color, but it's very strange because depending on the light, sometimes they look light blue and sometimes they look lavender.
Gotcha.
I'm afraid that's all I can tell you about, but they're beautiful.
That's really okay. You can actually, so one of the things you want to do is when you take the iris out of the ground to split it, you're going to let it, take it out of the soil, shake off some of that soil if you can, but you want it to be able to dry out a little bit. And I don't mean the rhizome itself, the tuber. I mean the soil around it, so the soil will be off of it so you can actually see them. A little bit more. excuse me. So once you've got them out of the ground, you want to get as much soil off of them as possible so you can actually see where to break the clumps apart. It's a little bit easier when it's not covered, obviously. So you're going to divide them into 3 or 4 inch long pieces. You want to make sure if there's still leaves on them at this point, that there's at least one fan of these leaves, and you don't want to remove any of the roots from it. You don't want to cut those back, okay? You want to make sure that they're staying on it so they have something to go into the soil with and dig in. So it's definitely something, a little bit of work to do. I can go over this a little bit more when we get back from the break. I don't want to speed it up too much, so I want you to be able to do this right. So if you hang tight for me over the break, I'll give you more information on the other side so we can get this right for you. So just hang tight, and we'll be right back.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
An apparent new entry in the Democratic presidential race is leading President Trump in a new national poll. Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg filing paperwork a couple of days ago to be on the ballot in the Alabama primary in March. The new Morning Consult Politico poll shows Bloomberg is leading Trump by 6 percentage points among likely voters. President Trump says he's likely to release the transcript of another phone call he had with Ukraine's president. He says he'll probably do so on Tuesday, telling reporters outside the White House,
"Read the transcript. It's all about the transcript. They're having people. I never even heard of some of these people. I don't know who they are. And by the way, it's all third-hand knowledge. But regardless of what anyone says, read the transcript."
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s.
But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking with Julie in regards to dividing iris. Now, one of the things that I did not say prior, and I wasn't thinking about it, because it's been, up until this week, it has been so nice. It was almost like a summer into the fall. One of the things when it comes to iris is dividing them after they flower. Usually right after they flower is best. You can do it in the spring early, but at this time of year, it's not always the best time to be doing it with the ground starting to freeze, etc. So I just wanted to reiterate that. But when it comes to dividing them, you want to dig up the clump the best you can, get as much of it as possible. Again, like I said, kind of shake some of that soil off, and you'll start to see those rhizomes, really clump together. You can almost see where the two of them are connected, or three of them are connected. You'll see a root system that looks all intermingled, but this tuber will have leaves coming off one side on like the left, and then leaves coming off one side on the right, and you're trying to split it so each one has about 3 to 4 inches. If they're obviously smaller than that, you're trying to do the best you can, but trying to split it right down the middle is best. I get a nice sharp knife and really cut it straight down. You'll have some exposed tissue, but that's really okay. You don't want to, you don't need to cover that or anything along those lines. But another thing to be doing is when they have the leaves on them, cut them back to about 3 or 4 inches tall, maybe 5 inches tall. So you have, something to really see where it is. But you don't want the leaves being as tall as they are during the growing season. Cut it back. Allow the plant to focus more on into the rhizome itself. Okay? When you plant it, you're going to plant it so that you're just covering that rhizome. It's barely covered. Get it nice and tight there. Water it in heavily. Some people will say you could use like a bone meal at the bottom of the hole. I'd go more of like a Biotone starter from Espoma. Biotone has mycorrhizae in there that'll help the root system, but it also helps with transplant shock. so that it's not, you're not worrying about, you know, because when you cut it, obviously you're shocking the plant. You want to make it, you want to protect it. When you do plant them in the ground, try to space them between like 12 and 18 inches apart. That way they can grow a little bit for you instead of, you know, just getting them back right close. You want to, after you've cut it, before you put it in the soil, one thing I forgot to say was let the, where you cut it kind of heal over a little bit. Might be a couple days. Reason being is we don't want to, you know, just rub something on there to close it in, because you might close everything in. You want it to close naturally. It's kind of like a healing a wound. You know, let it kind of scab over, and that's what we're looking to do on the end of the iris rhizome. So, you know, definitely make sure it's a sharp knife when you're doing it. You don't want to use like a saw. You want to see if you can just cut straight into it. Might not be the easiest thing, obviously, but do the best you can to have that nice clean cut. The better you do that, the better it is for the plant. Make sure the pruners or the knife that you're using are cleaned so that they're not, you know, something that you've used to cut dead leaves on something, or something that had a disease on a plant, etc. You want it to be nice and clean when you're cutting it. But again, I think your best bet is to do it in July and August after it flowers, but you could do it again in the spring once you start to see some of the leaves pop. That way you know there's growth and go from there.
Okay, now, if I remove some of these and want to store them until spring,
yep.
How do I handle them?
Okay. Now, you can you know, cut them back the same way, the leaf structure of it. You can keep that rhizome together. You know, the best, obviously, is to replant them, but what I would do is get them in, like, a Tupperware container, like a big Tupperware container if you have a lot of them. Get some of that dirt off there so it's not just all clumped in there, so it's not, like, trying to grow, etc. What I'd want you to do is put like a little bit of peat moss or a light covering of peat moss on the bottom and then a light covering over the top, and then mist the soil every couple weeks. Check on the iris bulbs every couple weeks to see if they're, you know, how they're doing indoors. But keep them in an area where it's cool, where it's, you know, you're not getting a lot of sun, because you don't want to force them to start to grow. So like a basement or a garage, something that's not going to get, you know, too cold, where it's going to get like in the teens or 20s, usually around high 30s to 40s would be fine. So something like that you can definitely store, and then put them right out in the spring. Again, I would use that Biotone to help get them going.
And what is the name of that company?
That one is Espoma.
How do you spell that?
It's E-S-P-O-M-A.
E-S-P.
O-M-A?
Yes.
Okay. One last thing on that. Just realize that once you transplant the iris, that first season, it's not going to bloom as much. It's trying to establish itself in the ground. So just because you don't have as many blooms, it doesn't mean you failed at it. It's more of, it's just getting the rhizome growing and ready. So I don't want you to think, oh, well, I did something bad. This is what normally happens each time you divide iris.
Okay, I'm just looking at my questions here. Okay. Now, I was going to be a good girl a few years ago and do this, and it never got done. I actually still have some, just a few tubers I had dug out because they were where they shouldn't be. A few years ago. If they're still hard, are they any good?
They should be, because once they start to get soft, or that's when they start to mold up or get just not any good. So if they're still hard, there's something to them, I think they would be all right. Again, it would, you know, it obviously would depend on what they are, but I think you're going to be fine as long as they're still hard.
All right, and you just put them, like, just like right on top, well, down a little bit in the ground, but
you're going to want to get them into the, Yeah, you're going to want to get them into the soil. Depending, are they more iris or?
Yeah, iris.
Okay, so you're going to want to get them into the soil a bit and just have it just a little bit showing. I'm not talking the whole plant. I'm just talking just a little bit so it's not too deep. Once it kind of gets established, you can still put mulch around it to cover it. It's not like you're, you know, you can never put anything around it. But that iris bulb likes to have a little bit of that rhizome showing. It helps with the growth.
Okay, well, I thank you very, very much.
No problem. Thank you for calling, and good luck with everything on the irises.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we do have a couple phone calls on there, so we're going to get right to it. Nathan, who's up next?
Daryl in Vermont.
Daryl, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
Maybe we burn up a few cerebral cells for you.
Oh, perfect.
What connection is there between the fictional detective, Nero Wolfe, who grew orchids in a greenhouse on his rooftop, and no-till gardening? And I'll let you work on that for a while. And if you need an excuse to do a soil test, and some people do, you like to reverse engineer, I've mentioned this before, a soil test. So you've got something that you grew this summer, and it was exceptionally good. Maybe it was the sweetest carrots you ever pulled out of the ground or whatever. You want to test that soil, and when you get the results back, hang right on to them, because that's what you want to do in any other garden you put in, is to try to amend it to the similar results and continue growing whatever it is that came out really, really well. And without knowing exactly how you did it, well, it'd be pretty hard to keep it going. But if you do a soil test, oh, there it is. That's how it happened. And kind of a sneaky way to do it, but it works very well.
You know, that's actually a really good point, Daryl. You come up with a lot of great points for us here. But that one, I think I like one of the most out of them all. Reason being is we always think about doing something when something's wrong. We never think about doing it when something's right. And that is such a great thing to be thinking about. You've done something right. It's worked correctly. Everything is perfect. Well, don't you want to know how you did it? So you can do it for future? I mean, it's not just luck. It's something that you did to the soil. You did something to help growing underneath. That's an awesome point, Daryl. I'm sitting here, like, shaking my head because I'm like, wow. That, you know, I wish I thought of that.
Well, it's part of outrunning the bus, you know?
Yeah, definitely. So
you got old Nero Wolfe figured out yet?
I have no idea.
Not a chance, right?
No,
I can't think of the man that wrote Nero Wolfe the stories about his, but he was, you know, pretty well known. He had a sister who was kind of feisty apparently, and she had engaged the services of somebody with a tractor and a plow to plow up a garden so she could grow something. And the guy never showed up. She was getting madder and madder and madder. So, oh, the heck with him. I'm just going to throw this mulch out on the garden. And that's what she did. She started that concept, didn't know it at the time, of course, of just putting layers and layers and layers of mulching substance. And it just, you know, got into the garden and improved it. And she just planted. And one of these days I'll actually afford a dictionary or encyclopedia or maybe even a computer to figure out what the heck I'm talking about. But that's a connection. From a fictional detective growing orchids on a roof to no-till gardening.
Wow. Well, that's definitely something we've talked about is, you know, leaving the garden as it is, especially
leave it alone.
You know, right. Vegetable garden, not tilling it up at this time or even sometimes in the spring, just planting right in there. You've done so much over the years to make this garden grow, and the microbes are still in there, those root systems still in there. all you're doing by tilling it up sometimes is just irritating the whole thing and almost starting over. So,
well, that's it. They don't like the sunlight, so they prefer to stay in the ground deep. And, of course, they're not very big, you know.
Yeah.
Mycorrhizae, you can put 100,000 behind the head of a pin or something.
Exactly. It's, that's definitely a good connection there. So I do appreciate that, Daryl.
Okay.
And like I said, thinking about doing a soil test when something's successful, I mean, mind is blown right now. I appreciate that.
Anytime. So,
thanks, Daryl. Have a great one.
I will. You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we're coming up to a break here on the 8 o'clock hour. We do have a couple interviews going on. Pat Stone from Green Prince Magazine is going to be on at 8. CN from D&D Commodities is going to be in at 8:30. A lot of great information coming from those two, so stay tuned for that. We're going to go to a break. We'll get back more information for you, so stay tuned. Be right back.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Vonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off. Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Vonide. Vonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult to control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We got a few minutes before the 8 o'clock hour, so we do have a call on the line that we're going to get to right away. So Nathan, who's up next? Alrighty.
Sorry about that. It's all good. Judy's in Boston.
Judy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I live in a condo association, and they decided to cut back any bush that was too close to a deck. So they severely cut back my hydrangea. It's the type that goes from white to pink to brown, and it's been established in that area for many years. So now that they just pruned it, I'm concerned about the temperatures dipping, and it's freshly cut. And how can I keep it small so that it can stay next to the deck?
Okay, so one of the things I would do to help protect it for next season is once the ground starts to get a little bit, you know, frozen.
Yes.
I would put some salt marsh hay or mulch or something around that hydrangea.
Okay.
Up about 6 or 8 inches from the ground to cover that base to really help protect it. One of the good things about it, about the type of hydrangea that you have, is it can actually be pruned anytime. Usually early spring is the way we want to do it. But it's not going to affect the flowers that you're getting.
Okay. It grows a new growth.
Yeah, so that's a good thing when it comes to what has happened. I don't like, obviously, as you've already stated, this time of year to be pruning that. It's a little late, especially in the Boston area. So I understand your concern, but I want to at least have something good out of this, right? So I think that's not going to be a bad thing for it. Now, going forward, to keep it small, you're going to need to prune it on a yearly basis. And you know, if you want it to stay completely small, you might have to sacrifice some of the blossoms on certain years just based on how much you, you know, prune it back. If you're really trying to keep it really, really small, that's when you have some of the issues of it not blossoming again. But if you're looking to, you know, keep it moderate size so it's not getting outrageous, like 8, 10 feet tall, you want to keep it more 4 to 6.
Exactly.
Every time it flowers, once it flowers, that's when you can prune it back to reshape it.
When so you say flowers, don't let it go to the brown stage?
Yeah, so once you see, well, it can be the brown stage. That's fine, too. It can be either. But you prune it back. And where the flowers are, that's when you would start to prune it a little bit more. The reason why I say after it flowers is you're looking, you want that blossom. That's, it's such a nice color.
Yeah.
That you want to see it, and then afterwards, when you cut it back, it the plant is rejuvenating itself anyways. That's what it's going to do. It's putting its effort down into the roots, so you're not shocking it.
Okay.
You're not putting it into a part where the plant might be devastated from it. The rule of thumb of pruning them back would be by a third. So we're looking to do a third of the plant itself. A lot of times we talk about like green growth. You might have heard me say only cut the green part of it.
Mm-hmm.
That would be more for like rhododendrons, azaleas, anything that's evergreen is where I'd be looking at that. So this would be by a third of the plant if you're looking to do nice shape of it. Some people will even cut it a little bit more, almost to about a half. I don't like to go more than a half because you're taking half of the plant away and half of its strength away. So I'd get close to a half if you wanted to keep it compact, but no more than a half.
Well, right now it's practically to the ground. They cut it back so much.
Okay. So that's maybe a little bit too extreme.
Exactly.
I think covering it with the mulch and keeping it protected is going to help it for this winter. Another thing you can do, it just recently happened?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, before the frost.
I'd really, that mulch is going to be very helpful. And just keeping an eye on it, if you're starting to see some wilt or, you know, change, water it until the ground freezes to give it
okay.
Something back. You could even use, like, protolizer from Natural Alternatives right now because the ground isn't frozen. Maybe help with some of that transplant shock or the cutting back. So I think that's going to be your best bet.
Thank you so much.
All right, Judy, have a great one. Enjoy
you
the rest
too.
Of your day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. We'll be right back.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.